This is Sci-Fi Talk, the podcast on how sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and comics help us explore our humanity.
Hi, welcome to my concluding episode of Rewind on Van Helsing. That's part number two. Trisha Helfer took on the iconic role of playing Dracula in a very different way.
You have seen a little bit of her Dracula?
Oh, yeah, I have.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was quite an entrance.
Good. Yeah, it was a little, as you say, challenging, a little daunting, that's for sure. I mean, it's such an iconic character.
Oh, yeah. But, I love her look. I think people will be very pleased by the way she looks.
I hope so. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's one thing that the writers and the creators and the hair and makeup team and I were on board with right from the beginning. It's nice when you have a cohesiveness right from the beginning instead of everybody coming in and having a different idea of what our version of the character should look like to seem to fit.
Stay tuned for more Sci-Fi Talk with Tony Tolato.
Now, as far as how to play her, did you draw from the script, or I guess you were talking to the producers about how to approach her?
You know, it all really happened quite fast. I as you know, TV does, right? you don't often have the liberty of having months to prepare something as you do in films, especially larger feature films, which I've actually never done. I didn't purposely try and, you know, go watch a bunch of other, you know, versions of the character or movies or things like that. I didn't want to be skewed by that. So I really myself just went off our script and watching started from the beginning, watching some of season one. And I actually had talked to Michael Eklund, who I know, and I know has also recurred quite heavily in the series throughout. And he told me, he goes, oh, you got to go back and watch. Can't remember which season or which episode it was right now, but I think it was the season that wasn't currently on Netflix at the time. And so the producers sent me all those episodes, and you know, Dracula talked about this with Abraham. And so I watched that. And so for me, it was really just going off our story, you know, the story that they've already created, you know, the reimagining of this timeless brand, right.
Yeah.
And the vampires that they have and the villains that they have. And then just went up to set, and then once we figured out the look, and then I talked a lot with Jonathan Scarf. He actually directed my first episode.
Cool.
I've done two for season four, episode 7 and episode 13. And Jonathan and I had worked together before as actors in a movie, a few years earlier. So we knew each other, and so he was directing this episode, which was really nice because we already had a shorthand. Talked to him about it, and so yeah, just kind of went in with my own version of it, and was willing to talk about it as you go, and I always like that. That's kind of how I work, is like discuss it and then just kind of put something out there and then tweak it if need be. So I think if anything, you know, it was written well, and it was on the page, and I think if anything, I made her grand in some ways. And then in some ways I tried to make her smaller. You know, there's a scene when you first meet her, which you probably would have seen, where she, without giving away too much, she first, you know, says Dracula. It was written very grand. And I wanted to make that smaller because she wasn't in front of an audience. You know, she wasn't in front of a crowd of people. It was a very intimate moment in many ways. And so I wanted to make that smaller. So there's little tweaks like you make like that. But so much of it was just on the script. They wrote just a delicious character for me.
Yeah. When people see your scenes with Kelly Overton's Van Helsing, I mean, talk about those scenes were, if anything, for lack of a better word, electric. What was it like to play with her, play off her?
It was fantastic. I hadn't met Kelly prior. The first time I met her was actually when we were starting filming. You know, I hadn't even seen her the day before, I don't think, in hair and makeup. And, you know, such a trooper. I think she was 5 months pregnant at the time, too. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so she was a trooper, very welcoming. And she was just great to work with. We had a few moments where we had trouble not laughing. But that's, you know, you always got to take the enjoyment in the scenes as well. But yeah, looking forward to working with her, working with her some more. In my next episode, I don't get to work with her. So I won't tell you why. I won't tell you the reason. But I get to work with a couple of the other wonderful cast.
Yes, you do. You do a great job with them. And I just kind of like the way she kind of maneuvers around people. And, she's very crafty. And you could tell that she's somebody who's lived a long time.
Yes, thank you for noticing that. Yeah, I wanted to make her, you know, at least at this point that we see her in this season, she is all powerful. Like, there's an enjoyment mm-hmm. that she gets. I'm sure, you know, if we're lucky enough to go further and everything, that we'll see, you know, other facets of her. Maybe if she gets a little rattled or rage or something. But at this point, she's very happy to be freed, so to speak. But there's an enjoyment and there's a manipulation and there's a toying with her that she really enjoys because she doesn't have an equal at this point. So mm-hmm. there's nothing really that rattles her. And so she takes particular pleasure in being in control and using that against the others. And so, especially with Nicole and Kia, lovely, lovely, yes. lovely young women. And they're both quite small, you know, and they're fighters and they're, you know, so they're in combat boots and, you know, and they're kicking ass. And then here I am 6 feet tall and they've got me in 4-inch heels. And it was very funny. Some of the scenes, because we're just, you know, obviously they're younger characters in the show. And so Dracula came in. There was just this power just because of the physicality that it was so fun to play with and accentuate as well, you know, and with the toying with them kind of thing, because there's such a height difference. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. We the three of us giggled a lot.
I got the sense that it's kind of like you're really playing in my playground. I've done this many times before, and you don't know what you're dealing with here. You know, there was a confidence about her that I really detected.
Definitely was trying to get that across, so I'm glad you picked that up.
Oh, yeah.
And here is Kelly Overton talking about fighting against that particular Dracula.
And she said that there was a climatic scene between the two of you, and she gave you props. You were 5 months pregnant when you shot that scene.
Yes, I
awesome.
Was.
Now,
thank you.
The dynamic between the two of you and the chemistry was so prominent, and it was cool to see two strong women kind of going at it. What was it like on your end?
Oh, it was so fun. So that scene was actually the first scene in the story. It's the first time Vanessa meets the Dark One, and it was the first time that I actually, that was the first day that I was really meeting and working with Trisha. So it was really, really cool. And it's amazing when that happens as an artist, because it brings, you know, so much energy, fresh energy to what you're doing. It was so great, you know, that the story had been leading up to that, and to finally be working with Dracula, and the fact that they had cast a woman to play Dracula. It was so cool. And she just looked so terrifying and exquisite at the same time. It was just so fun to work with her. But we just jumped right into it. You know, it was just like, here we go. You know, I'm 5 months pregnant. I'm impaled on this cross. Welcome to the show. Now I'm going to, you know, hurl you into a vortex. So, you know, it was pretty, pretty intense, like Van Helsing likes to do. But also really funny. Like we, you know, it just ended up being so, you know, sensual at times. And, we just played and had fun, and she was such a, you know, a champ and trooper. And, we just enjoyed it. You know, we laughed like, what is this? And, you know, we just had a really good time. She was so fun to work with.
Nicole Munoz was Jack, one of the actors who kept the fires burning while Kelly was away to have her baby.
I think for Jack, it was more so pulling out parts of me that I knew were inside, like some more confidence or some inner strength that, you know, typically in my day-to-day, I wasn't always there with it. But after, you know, playing Jack in season four, especially, really kind of helped me pull that out. And I've noticed much growth in myself, and I really do have Jack to thank for that. And I kind of find that her character, my character, pulled more so personality traits from the other characters around her. And I think you'll notice, like, there's some Violet in Jack, and there's some Ivory in Jack, and there's definitely some Axel in Jack, because, you know, I think you'll see that a little more next season. I think that's more what happens with Jack's personality than it being from me personally.
Nicole Munoz talks about playing the new lead in Van Helsing after having a smaller part in Defiance.
I think with the support of, it's an ensemble cast, really. Yes, this is definitely a bigger role than Defiance, but I did Defiance when I was 18, and I'm 26 now. And since then, I've had just a lot of growth in my career and myself. And I think everything kind of led to itself and allowed me to prepare for what is season 5. So I felt very prepared and supported by the cast and the crew. And I think we pulled it off pretty well.
Sci-Fi Talk returns in a moment.
Here's Jonathan Scarf on getting to the end game.
I think that it was shows like to sort of pretend that they've masterminded something from the get-go and they've never altered course on the way there. But I think it was always an evolving thing. I think what should make fans happy is we were lucky enough to know it was the fifth and final season. So it gave the writers the opportunity to actually bring it to a satisfying conclusion.
What about possibility of a movie down the road?
I think everybody wants to leave. I think there's enough Easter eggs in there that they could pull that off if they wanted to, but at the same time, bring the story to, like I said, a satisfying conclusion. So you can walk away going, right, okay, there was the beginning, a middle, and an end to that story.
Great cast of actors that come through the series. And Kelly and I spoke about this, in particular, Alex Ponovic.
I do have to mention Alex Ponovic's Julius. What a wonderful arc he had. One of the many characters that really had a nice arc in the series, and I've had the pleasure of talking to him, and he got some great scenes, and he brought it, he brought his A game every day, and I guess you can say that about every actor on the show.
You know, it is true. Like, even though we're making this, like, you know, wacky vampire show, the actors were so in love with the craft of acting that everybody wanted to show up to work and actually exercise that. And so people did show up. And even if they were gushing blood out of their mouth or whatever crazy thing, they did it with as much heart as they could. Because we all did, I think, at the end of the day, we were the group that ended up being cast were a bunch of, you know, theater actors at heart that really loved what they did and wanted to play and wanted to play well. And wanted to be great at what they did. So, and Alex especially, you know, not only is he such, you know, a terrific actor, but what a joy to have on set. What a joy. You know, sometimes people show up and they just make the experience so much better, not just as an actor, but as a person. And Alex was one of those people. That although he's bringing his A game, nobody, you know, he's not losing sight of what's really important, and brought a lot of humor to the set, you know, kept it light at the same time. And you got to commend him a lot for that, because there's not a lot of people like that out there. And when you do find them, you want to hold on to them because they make what you do so much more fun.
And Alex returns the favor about Kelly Overton. She just spoke to Kelly a couple weeks ago.
Great.
And we talked about you.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. She's amazing.
She is amazing. And she said that you literally brought a vibe and an energy that was so positive. Everybody fed off your energy and had such a good time working with you. So I'm paraphrasing it, but she only said good things about working with you. Yeah, it was a great series.
that means the world to me, because I've looked up to her. I think she's one of the most talented actresses, period. To be able to share the screen with her and share her story for 5 years and be a part of her story and just being a part of her life for 5 years and working with her. And I loved all the scenes that we shot together, and we became friends. And, you know, even at Comic-Con, we were hanging out, and I just think she's next level talented and then just a next level person. And for her to say that about me is just a gift. It's awesome.
Jonathan Scarf, Tricia Helfer, reflect on their role.
I hadn't really gotten to play anything quite like him before. I hadn't played anyone in the military. I hadn't played that sort of archetype before. So, you know, but there were things that had happened in my life, you know, even going off and sailing around an ocean and doing a bunch of stuff like that, that were sort of survivalist in nature, that was fun to try to bring to the character, you know, which is, it was one of the huge boons for me.
I think with any role is sort of an amalgamation, right, of so many aspects of your own personal life, your studies, what you're bringing into it, your research. With Dracula, I was kind of overwhelmed in the beginning, and I purposely didn't want to go back, and because it's such an iconic character, and so many amazing people have played it, that I didn't want to kind of get stuck in the, oh, well, this is what Gary Oldman did, so maybe I should do this. And it's also a female Dracula, and it's like our own complete version of it. So I really didn't. And TV moves fast. By the time you get the offer, you're like, you're pretty quickly going up there and filming. So it's not like I can sit there and watch. Between seasons 4 and 5, I did read a really interesting book on Dracula's throughout cinematic history, which was really interesting for me to read it from some of the first incarnations and how it was more creature-like and just all the different versions, which I found really interesting, more so than watching something. But I think for me, playing her was just sort of fun. I don't think I drew from necessarily, it was like a big therapy session. I got a lot out. I got a lot to release, a lot of anger. No, I think it was, this character for me was a lot of play, a lot of imagination, more so than drawing from personal experience, aside from the fact that I like biting people on a regular.
Van Helsing always kept evolving. Here's Jonathan Scarf, Tricia Helfer, and Nicole Munoz, who came in and did a great job.
I wasn't around. Can't speak for Nicole. She wasn't either. But I actually never met Neil, and by the time I came into it, so I don't, you know, Jonathan is certainly the one to answer that question in terms of from what was in the beginning into the end. But I do know that the fifth season, like Jonathan said, having the liberty of knowing it's the final season, you can place things into, and the show is its own entity, its own version of the Dracula story anyway, and the Van Helsing story anyway. So to be able to finalize it in a way that the team wanted, and be able to bring back all the mythology that was layered in the first 4 seasons of the show without feeling like you're giving away too much, because you know you are coming to an end. So I think it's the most important thing is knowing it's the final season. I know every actor and team hates when the plug gets pulled and you're like, but we didn't finish the story.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think this season will be satisfying for even new fans or viewers that are coming in right for like episode 1, season 5. They'll be able to follow a whole storyline and end it properly. But I think it'll be even more satisfying for those who have been around since season 1, episode 1, because we really hit, like you said, Tricia, on a lot of the points from the earlier seasons and wrap everything up very nicely.
What was it like at the end? Alex Ponovic had an iconic moment on the set, a very bittersweet one. Have you had a chance to kind of step back and look at it from a distance?
Oh, it's really interesting that you say that, because, you know, we know what's happening when we started the season 5, and I knew what was coming, but there was a beauty in it for me, because being with this character for so long and having his own ending and the way he would want to go out.
Yeah.
That to me was such a gift, and that I had that was remarkable. And I remember the day we were shooting that scene, And we went through the fight scenes of that episode and did everything, and everyone knew it was coming. I remember doing a wardrobe change and going back towards set. And now there's like 150 people, 200 people working constantly. They work so hard to make the show happen. And they were all working. They're all doing their thing, trying to get the shot before, you know, the time is up, as in like the shooting day expired. We needed to get this shot. So everyone's working 50 times harder than they usually do, which means a lot because they work hard all the time. And I remember walking towards set and I just took a pause and I walked away from set probably, I don't know, probably about 60, 70 feet. So I'm now on the outside of the action and I was just taking it in, like looking at the crane, looking at the church, looking at the people working, looking at hair and makeup working, and just going, man, 5 years of making this, and I need to breathe this in because I'm going to really miss it. And it was a very emotional moment for me to right before the last scene to, and I'm happy that I was conscious enough to take that step back and take it all in before I walked in for the last scene. And I still remember the smell because it just rained. So you smell the forest, you smell the old wood of the tree, and everyone's like, it was amazing, man. It was amazing. I feel very, very, very lucky to be a part of a show like that.
And here's Kelly Overton on coming back and also finishing Van Helsing. What was it like to come back?
There's always such a big hiatus.
Yeah.
Between when we shoot, I don't know if people realize that we shoot for just a 4 or 5 months, usually 4, and then we're off the rest of the year. So every time you come back, it's like, you know, coming back to camp in some ways. You know, you've been gone the whole year and then you're coming back. So it still kind of felt like that. You know, there's always a certain amount of, you know, here we are, we're continuing the story in this way, and let's do this. Kind of warming up into it, and then you're just like, oh my gosh, it's like we never left. It's like we've still been shooting this whole time. You know, it was great to come back. It was great to come back and give closure to the series and to my character. You know, I was happy to do that and glad it worked out that way.
So what was it like the last day on set?
Well, this past season was so unique with COVID and
sure.
all the protocols that were in place to keep everybody safe and production running smoothly, which we were one of the first shows to have completed a season with no positive cases. So that was a really big deal for us. So it was kind of like coming to the end of the series, but then also coming to the end of a season that you felt like against all odds we were able to do. I mean, it was really bittersweet. It was, you know, it was very emotional. You know, you didn't want it to end. It's like, well, it's had its time. It's had its run. You know, for a vampire sci-fi show to go 5 years, it's a really big deal these days. And we had a really great run, and I'm so proud of that. And I'm so proud and happy with the way things ended. But, you know, it was like, wow, is it really over? No, we got to keep going. Wait, no. So it was really bittersweet.
Very interesting show. Really their own take on the vampire legend. Just some really good actors that came through there. And the series took some great chances that all of them really paid off. That has been Rewind on Van Helsing. Look for the series on the Sci-Fi Channel. Watch it real time. Or it's also on demand. This is Tony Tilotto. Thanks for listening.